This is a CHLY news update.
A group of youths in the Comox Valley is making sure the region is prepared for climate emergencies. Youth Climate Corps BC is a province-wide project that works to advance climate action in local communities throughout the summer. This year, Mikasa Quaife and Heather Welch are leading the program in Courtney, working with five other team members called Climate Action Mobilizers. Quaife says that a new initiative the team is working on this year is emergency preparedness.
Our team has completed some fire smart training, and we have been in contact with the Comox Valley Emergency Management. At this point, we don't have any work with them, but we're hoping that at some point we might be able to help out with some fire smart assessments. And we also are working with the Cumberland Lake Park Society, and they are getting a fire smart assessment done at their property, and we will likely be helping with implementing some of the recommendations.
FireSmart BC is a program that's aimed at reducing the risk of wildfire damage in communities and forests throughout the province. Quaife talks about some other projects they are currently working on.
We also are working in watershed protection and water conservation. And so one of the biggest threats to the watershed, the Comox Lake watershed, which is where we all get our drinking water, is fire. And so education around fire, and then anything we can do to fire smart around the area, and then protecting the watershed from drought through reducing water usage, and then also through reducing contaminants.
Quaife explains why water conservation is more important than ever in the Comox Valley.
Of course, with our really or non-existent snowpack, and it's just shaping up to be a really dry year, and the island in general has just been getting drier, and so we're definitely at higher risk for fire than we have been historically. And so anything that we can do to mitigate that, it's always been important.
This summer, the Youth Climate Corps in Courtney is working towards four main goals: ecological restoration and environmental monitoring, local food security and sustainable agriculture, emergency preparedness initiatives, and community outreach and education. Welch talks about what an average day looks like for the team.
Every day is super different. Our team has their hands in so many different buckets right now. Like yesterday they did a farm blean. Today we're at KFN Garden helping out.
This year the team is also helping to reduce waste for a major community event. The Comox Valley's FIFA World Cup watch party took place on Friday, June 12th. In the Comox Valley Exhibition Grounds.
We're going to do some waste audits, and then hopefully that will help inform. We are helping the city or like the Comox Valley create a zero waste toolkit that will hopefully be used going forward to help event organizers have lower waste events and be more responsible.
Youth Climate Corps began in 2020 in Nelson, BC, with 14 youths working for 4 months on climate action initiatives. The project has since expanded to 12 other programs in different regions throughout the province. The organization provides summer employment to people between the ages of 17 and 30. Youth Climate Corps works and volunteers with other organizations. Welch talked about the key role they play in collaboration between different organizations in the community.
I feel that our work is bridging a lot of different organizations. Like, we're the glue that's bringing people together, which is really cool. Like, we work with Blush Valley, and then they know someone, but they don't know how to like get in contact with Cumberland Lake Park Society, and we're like, oh, we work with them, so like let's bring you guys together to like share information, like what kind of native plants are you planting to conserve water. So us being like the intermediary between people, I also is bringing the community together and getting people more engaged and being mindful about the climate.
Quaife says a personal goal for her this summer is to spread education about climate action.
A lot of the work that we're doing that supports climate action, some of it costs money, and I feel like that's sometimes hard for people. I mean, we're in an affordability crisis, and when people are thinking about money being spent on, you know, making their groceries more affordable or helping the climate, people are mostly going to choose making their groceries more affordable. But I think that climate action supports affordability, and you know, our groceries are going to keep getting more expensive if it's harder to farm them and if we have to get them from further away, and the city is going to have to spend more money on infrastructure.
Quaife talks about how supporting climate action can improve living conditions for the community.
If we have the right trees planted in the city, that can actually cool the city down, and then you're going to be more comfortable walking around, and maybe you have to spend less on air conditioning costs. So I think sometimes there's an upfront cost to this, and a lot of times I feel like people are think that they have to choose between climate action and other things that feel really important in their life. But I also think that they're all related, and supporting climate action is going to make things cheaper, nicer, better.
This summer, Youth Climate Corps in Courtney is encouraging people of all ages in the Comox Valley to get involved with local organizations and learn about climate action initiatives in the region. For CHLY, I'm Chi Lin.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.